ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shir by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Bedil. Maseches Bechoris is dedicated Le'ili Nishmas Reb Rafael Ben Reb Moshe.
Bechoris Daf Mem Aleph. Now we'll start the shir with the Gemara in Amud Beis, Mem Amud Beis. The Gemara brings down a Breisa, which is going back to the din of the Mishnah mentioned in the middle of the Amud, in Mem Amud Beis. The Gemara, the Mishnah tells us, HaLocha, one of the mumin of the Behema is Einoi Achas G'doylov Achas K'tano. If a behemoth has one eye which is big and one eye which is small, oznoi echo gdoilov echo ktano. This is a mum which the behemoth becomes posel lemizbeach, and huadin, it's a mum which you can shech the behemoth and by bechur, and it can be poida by the kodshim. The Gemara brings down a braisa at the end of the omid, tona gdoilo, when we're referring to the eye, that the eye is aine achas gdoilo, says the Gemara, this means gdoilo kshal egel. It's the size of an egel. This is the size which gedoylo becomes posel. Ktano kshel avoz. The shear of ktano, which the eye is small, says the Mishnah, says the Gemara from the Breisa, pshat in the Mishnah, ktano kshel avoz. Now Rebbe Kveger points out in the Mishnayis, in Ois Chavov, that l'chir in the Mishnah, even though the Mishnah puts them both together and says, einoi achas gedoylo v'achas ktano, is mashma, we're referring to one behemah that has one eye big like an eagle and one eye small like a avos, but says it because eagle, each one on its own is also enough to call that the behemoth now has a mum. The Mishnah, even though it says ein achas gedoylo, says it because eagle means ein achas gedoylo oy einoy achas ketano. It's referring to two different cases. You have one case where the behemoth has one eye which is regular, normal for this behemoth, but the one eye is gedoylo kshel egel, and another case we have a behemoth which has a normal regular eye, and the other eye is small kshel avoz. This is how Rabbi Kveger says, and he's medayek like this in Rashi earlier. He says, Rashi earlier in Daf Gimel Amud Beis is mashma, that behemoths, we have two different behemoths over here, and it's oy oy ketoni. But says Rabbi Kveger, if we look in the Rambam, in his Pirush HaMishnayis over here, so too in his Chibur, in Yad HaChazaka, in Yisur Mizbeach, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, so too in the Tor, over here, when he paskins the aloch of the mumin of the behemah, it's mashma in the Rambam that we behemoth, in order to say that the behemah has a mumin in the eye because of the size, it has to be a behemah that there's a difference, that the one of them is big, kishel egel, and the other one is small, kishel avoz, and one on its own is not going to be enough to say that this behemah is called a balmum. A chidush, a machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam, are we referring to one behemah, or behemoth oy oy ketoni? The Agoyis of the Oy Godoil, for the Minsk Godoil, he brings down over there in Mishnayis, he points out that the Rebbe Kveger was Medayik, so in Rashi in Gimel Amid Beis, that Oy Oy Katani. But if we look in Rashi earlier, in Lamed Hei Amid Aleph, we see this Mefurish, that Rashi was Gurious like this in the Mishnah, Einoi Achas Gedoilo, Oy Einoi Achas Ktano. It's Mefurish like Rebbe Kveger points out that Rashi Shitta is, that we can have a behemah which one eye is regular and the other one is big or small. This is also enough to make the behemah a balmum. So too, Tosfos earlier in Memdalad, so later on in Memdalad or Medalev, Dima Maschel Mochli, is also Mavura like this Shittas Rashi, the Agurius in the Mishnah, Einoi Achas Gedoylo, Oy Einoi Achas Ketano. Chovetz Chaim, in Likutei Alochis, in Perik Zayin, in Mishpatei Shien, he says, Mi'atzmoi das Mistabe, to say that it's enough to have one eye is also enough to be called a mum if it's irregular, big enough that the size, that it becomes posel, kshel egel, and kshel avoz. Just interesting to point out that Chavetz Chaim says that this shear which the Gemara gives, that the eye is big, kshel egel, or small, kshel avoz, says Chavetz Chaim, it doesn't mean only kshel egel, who adin, mesvare like this. If it's going to be even bigger than egel, then koshken it becomes posel. Kshel egel means the minimum shear that it becomes posel from because of the big size. So too kshel avoz, if it's even smaller, then kol sheken is going to be posel. Chavetz Chaim is interesting, he points this out, he says that this din is mefurish like this in Yerushalmi over here in Bechirius. Al Chaznish already points out in Simech Hafeitz, we've got in Yud Aleph, that we find Chavetz Chaim a few times in the Likutei Halachos over here in Bechirius. He brings down, he quotes different halachas from the Yerushalmi. This was before it was known that the Yerushalmi on Kodshim is actually mezuyef. It is just a clever forgery, and lemaisa it is muskim from all the gedolim that the Yerushalmi on Kodshim is not reliable at all. But al koponim the din over here says chazinish is a poshet that even though the breisa tells us a shear, but this is only the minimum shear kshel egel. But who adin if it's going to be bigger, and who adin if it's going to be smaller than kshel avos? So al koponim we have here machlekes Rashi and the Rambam. If the Mishnah and the Beraisa of the size of the eye, is it referring to one behemah? Or do we say that each one on its own is also enough to call the behemah a balmum? Now there's very interesting chakira from Rebel Soloveitchik earlier in Bechirius Gimel Amud Beis. He asks a very interesting chakira, he declares a shayla in the shita of the Rambam that we said the Rambam holds that in order for the behemah to be a balmum, we have to have both eyes different, we have to have a inoy achas gdoilo and also inoy achas ktano. Klezer Bel Soloveitchik, what is a pshat in the Rambam? That the Rambam needs to have both eyes, they should be different. Is the pshat that the Rambam holds that the psul over here of the Ine Achas Gedoilo Ine Achas Ketano is in the size of the eye, because the eye is different so much that it's Gedoilo, one name is Ketano, so the Shinui over here is in the size, and the Rambam holds that it's not enough to have that you have one eye the same and one eye was big. Or one eye was the same, one eye small, like Shitas Rashi. Because in order that it should be possible, because of the size, there has to be a fundamental difference between the two eyes. And the only hevdel that can go and passel the behemah because he's a balmum is only if one of them is very big and the other one's very small. Then we say that the shinui between them, the hevdel and the difference between them, is so great that this is enough to be called a balmum. Masha'inkein, if one of them is normal, regular, and the other one's big or small, this is not enough of a difference between the two eyes that the Rambam holds this is not enough to be called a balmum. Memele comes out, according to this tzad, that Bemis, the mum, according to the Rambam, is because of the size in between the two eyes, that is the din, the shinui over here is because one eye is so much different than the other one. And the size given is that one of them is so big and one of them is so small. This is a psul mum, according to the Rambam. But says Reb Erl that maybe not, maybe according to the Rambam, the psul is actually not the difference between the size of the two eyes, but each eye on its own, since it's big and it looks kishal egel, so this itself is enough that it's a shinui from the normal behemoth, the way the behemoth normally is supposed to be, and it's a shinui, it looks like kishal egel, like the Gemara explains earlier in Gimel Amud Beis, so this itself is a shinui to make him a balmum. The reason why the Rambam holds that we have to have this on both eyes is because this is a halacha in the mum of the eye, that it is not enough if we have the mum in one of the eyes, we have to have him in both. In the shear of the small or too big, that is a shinui in the etzem eye itself, the Rambam holds is a halacha that has to be a shinui in both inayim. It is not enough that you have a shinui in one eye. But the reason why the Rambam holds that one of them both of them have to be possible, and both of them have to be abnormal, is not because of the size, which is the difference, which creates the mum. Each eye on its own has its own mum, but there's a halacha that we have to have a mum in both eyes. Memeila, it comes out that these two tzadim, says Rebel Soloveitchik, a very gishmak and afkemina, in the shita of the Rambam. What will be the halacha in the case where we have an egel, a korban, which the korban itself is an egel? Memele, his eyes are anyway gedoilim kishel egel. And what will be in the case where you have an egel, which is a korban, and one of the eyes is cotton, is katano, kishel avos, but the other eyes stay the same, he's like an egel. According to the first tzad that we explained in the Rambam, that the psul of the size of the eye is nimdad, it gets measured kifi both eyes, the halacha is we have to have a shinui in both of the eyes, because this is the difference in the size. One should be so big, one should be so small. Mamela over here also, even though the one which looks kishal egel is actually his regular eye, this is the size it's supposed to be, he is egel. Afal pikein, the difference between the two eyes is very great. One of them is kishal egel, another one's kishal avos. So even though the egel is normal, but the difference between them in the size is the psul, which is the amount, the right amount to create this behemah and make him into the klal of being a balmum. Mashenken, if we say the second tzad, that the reason why we need to have both eyes is not because this is the size which makes him into a balmum. Any shinui alone will be enough to go and say he's a balmum, but the din is that we have to have the psul in both of the eyes. Memela, according to this tzad, we behemoth need to have a psul in the second eye also, since it is anyway a egel, or one of them eyes is normal, then there's no psul mum in the shinui in this eye, only in the other eye, memela, it is going to be kosher. Memela, this is a chakira, interesting chakira, that you can clear in the Rambam, if there's a din that has to be a shinui in both of the eyes, or it's just the reason, because we have to have the certain amount of how big the difference should be between the two eyes. But as we mentioned, Shitas Rashi is that anyone on its own is enough, and the Mishnah means, Eini achas gedoilo, oi eino achas ktano. Now, Kipshuta, this mum over here in the Mishnah, that the mum tells, Ve'ine achas gedoilo, ve'ine achas katano, is a mum which is standing on its own, like the Gemara explains earlier in Daf Gimel. It's the shinui, the abnormality in the Behema, in its looks, it's a mum shebegolui, this goes into the klal of a mum ro, and Memela, this is the psul which we have in our Mishnah, of a mum, of the eye, of ve'ine achas gedoilo, ve'ine achas katano. But if we look at the Gemara earlier in Gimel Amud Beis, we see in the Gemara, that the Gemara has it said that the reason why this Mishnah tells us there's a psul mum of Eine Achas Gedoilo, Eine Achas Ketano is actually because it is included in the mum of the Torah, which is called Sarua, which is mentioned earlier in the Mishnah in Mem Amud Aleph. And the Mishnah over there is the Mishnah of Sarua and Kochul, and the Braisa tells us Sarua, Shen Shtarver Vlo Yerecho, his Yerech becomes longer. And the Yerech of one foot is actually longer than the other foot. This is the mum of Sarura. Now, from the fact that the Gemara says that if you have a Einu Achas Gedoilo, Einu Achas Ketano, this is also included in the mum of Sarura, is Mavur, that this mum, even though the Gemara earlier in Daf Mem says that the mum of Sarura is referring to the Yerechaim, the feet of the Behemoth, but so too, this is not Dafka Din in Mum in the Yereglaim, it's a Din in any Eva, any one of the Evoim of the Behemoth, that one of them is bigger than the other. This is included in the mum of Sarura. Mamila, the Gemara tells us that even though mitzadidine shinui, from the fact that it looks like a different animal, maybe this won't be enough, but lemaisa can be always included in the mum of Sarura, because einu yachas gedoilo ve'einu yachas ketano can also be included in the din Sarura, because Sarura is by all the evorim. There's a mefurish like this in Rashi, in Chumash, in Pashas Emor, when he says and he describes the psul of Sarura in the posuk. He says that the din is on any eva of the behemah. If one of the evorim is bigger than the other one, then this is included in the psul and the mum of Sarura. Rashi also earlier, Rashi in Lamed Vav Amud Beis, the Gemish Gemara over there brings down a story. Hahu Sarura, says the Gemara, a story about a b'chur which was a Sarura. Rashi explains over there that what does it mean? Hahu Sarura, what does a Sarura mean? Says Rashi, Eino yachas gedoilo ve'eino yachas ketano. This is Rashi explanation in the mum of Sarura that this is referring to actually our din of the Mishnah of the Einayim and the Psul in the eyes. It's mefurish in Rashi that the din of Sarura is not dafka by the feet. This is also by the Inayim, any Eiva is any Achas Gedoilo, any Achas Ketano. We actually have to know, how does Rashi know to tell us that the story over there in the Gemara, in Lamed Vav Amud Beis, when the Gemara says, Ahu Sarura, how does Rashi know that we're referring to the eye? Maybe it was a different Eiva which was bigger. But Al Koponim, this is clear, Shitas Rashi all over, that the psul of Mum of Sarura is not Dafke in the feet. This is a din on every single eva of the goof of the behema is included in the mum of Sarura, which is mashma in the Gemara Behemoth in Gimel Amud Beis. Our Mishnah can also be included in the mum of Sarura. But Behemoth in the Rambam in the Mishnah earlier in Mem Amud Aleph, when he brings down the din of Sarura, he is not gurus like we have in the Gemara of Shenishtaruva lo Yerechi, that the Yerech was bigger, but the Rambam is gurus Shenishmeta Yerechi, that the Yerech was actually dislocated, is out of place. And this is the mum of Sarura. Memelet is no shaykhis to the din of Eva Achas Gedoilo, of Eva Achas Ketano. And so too by the eyes, this lechur is not included in the mum of Sarura. Memelet, the Achrinim ask, the Maritel Gazi by us, Reblei Malin has a big arichis, a chilik beisim and memtes. That how we masbe the Gemara earlier in Gimel Amud Beis, which is Mashma, that our Mishnah can be included in the Mum of Sarura, L'chiri according to the Rambam. The Mum of Sarura is a different Mum. It's a Mum of a dislocated Yerech, but it is not referring at all to the Psul of the Einayim, Baal Koponim, in Shitas Rashi's Mavua, that the Psul and the Mum of Sarura is referring to all the Ivorim, and this is the din of our Mishnah of Ein Achas Gedoilo, of Ein Achas Ketano. And Iblei Malin has a big Arichis over there in Chilek Beisim and Memtes, to be mazbe the Shittas Rambam to answer from the Gemara earlier in Gimel Amud Beis. Now moving further on into the Gemara, the Mishnah Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, the Mishnah tells us Ve'elu she'in shoichtim aleihen loy b'mikdash ve'loy b'medina. Up till now we have been discussing in this perek mumin which are mumin kvuim enough to go by all the korbanos to be poider the korbanos. So too by the b'choy, which doesn't need the pidyon. These mumin were enough to allow the shechita of this b'choy to take place b'chutz, b'medina, and not in the Beis HaMikdash, like a korban, it turns into a korban chulin, a behemas chulin, that we're allowed to shecht it b'chutz. Now the Mishnah tells us a new halacha, that we have mumin, that Be'emes, the halacha is, we're not allowed to go and shecht the korban based on these mumin to go and shecht them ba'medina. It is not enough to be called a mum kavua. But mitzacheni, the halacha is also that these mumin are enough that ain't shechtim aleihem ba'mikdosh. They do not have a kashrus of a krova to be brought in the Beis HaMikdosh, and the meaning of the halacha is that they are not allowed to be shechted, not in the Beis HaMikdosh, and not by Medina, and in order to wait, we have to wait, that they should have a different mum in order to be allow them to go and have a shechita by Medina. The Mishnah brings down various mumin over here, that he included in this klal of the mumin shein shechtem aleihem lo ba'mikdosh v'lo ba'medina. Now, by this, we have to understand, which is a very big yisoid over here, in the whole period of Mumin, which is already mentioned earlier in Tosfos at the beginning of the period, and the yisoid that din is, which is mentioned over here in the Mishnah, is that the parasha of Mumin is one parasha we find in the Torah and parashas Emor, and this is referring to Odom, like the Mishnah the next period discusses, and this is the parasha of Mumin by Behemoth, which is Behemoth, the period of our period, which is discussing by Behemoth in Perik Shishi. Now, in this parasha of Mumin in the Torah, there's no difference at all between a behemah which has a mum, allowing him to be nifdeh by all korbanos, that he could be shechted by Medina, and also this mum tells us that since he has a mum, he's not allowed to go and be shechted in the korban, in the Beis HaMikdosh, because he has a avera of a mum if you're going to be makriv this behemah. In the parasha of Mumin, there's no gedeh of a mum, we don't find any Mumin in the Torah that has a halacha, that the mum is only enough to say that he's a balmum, that he can't be nikra val gabi amizbeach, but he's not enough of a balmum to say that he can be nivde, that he can go and be poida this behema because of this mum. Any mum which is included in a parasha of mumin in the Torah automatically includes him in both halachas, that he becomes a balmum, that he's also a krova, and memela, so too he becomes a balmum, that he's allowed to be poidim, and a bechur is allowed to be nishcha ba'medina without any pidyon. The only mumin which we find that become possible a krova, but mitzacheni, they are not allowed to be nivde, and not, a bechur is not allowed to be poida, doesn't go out of chulin automatically without pidyon. This is only the mumi over, a mum over, that locha is, does not have a din of a mum kavua, and a mum over, he's not allowed to be nivde. We can't be poida on a mum over, but mitzacheni, he taka becomes possible a krova, because he has a mum, kol oid, it didn't go away yet, then he becomes possible le mizbeach. But any other mum kavua, if there's any reason to tell us that he's not included in a parasha of mumin, and we cannot use this mum to be poida the behemah, then he's got din of a tam, and we're allowed to actually go and be makriv the behemah, agabe amizbeach, because we don't find in the Torah, besides a mum over, any kind of mum which is enough for the din that he becomes possible because of Teres Bal Mum, but mitzacheni, he's not enough to be called a mum kavua in order to go and be poidim. Memeila Bemis, we have to understand in our Mishnah that the Mishnah tells us a list of mumin over here that they are enough to be called a Bal Mum, that you're not to be makiv them, but mitzacheni, you can't go and be poida these behemoths, and the Bechor cannot be nishcha by Medina. How do we understand such a kind of halacha besides the halacha of a mum over? We do find earlier in the Gemara and the Flametes that there's a new problem called Chisorin, that if the Pasuk tells us that there's a halacha of Tomim Yiel Ritzoin, a behemah has to be a Sholeim, besides the Psul of Mum, he has a halacha in order to have a Ritzoin, Al Gabi Amizbeach, he has to be a Tomim, and if there's any Chisorin in a behemah, then this is automatically passes him like Krover, even though he's not actually a Balmum. But this is only a new parasha of Chisorin. He has to be included in the Chisorin Eva. The Gemara discusses earlier, if Chisorin mi bifnim, Shmei Chisorin or not. But Al Koponim in a Psul of Mumin, then Lechoyer in a Mum, we don't find any kind of Mum, which is a Mum only, Legabe Mizbeach, but not a Mum enough, Legabe Pidyon. Tosfos earlier in Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, because of this problem, says that even though the Gemara over there says that there's a Mum, Legabe the Nekev, a hole in the ear of the Behemah, that doesn't have the right shear, says Tosfos, that the Gemara who says makes a difference, kan lishchoit, kan lifsoil, and it is mashma, that the size of the nekev, that it is enough to go and say that he's a balmum legabe akrove on the mizbeach, it is a mum deraisa, says Tosfos, if so, automatically, this is going to be enough to allow the bailim to go and be poida, the behemah, because he has a mum, if it's a mum deraisa. And Mamela Tosfos says over there, we have to say bal kochoch, either it's only a din derabonon that it becomes possible, or it is actually a mum over, Oh, this dafka by Odom over there because it's in Shava Bizarre Shal Aaron. But this point is already made over there in Tosfos that there's no mum which is enough to say that he's a balmum legaba mizbeach, but not enough to say that he's a mum legaba pidyon. But mainly in our Mishnah, Bishloima, the Reish of the Mishnah starts off telling us some kind of mumin, chavarvov, amayim shein on kvuim. These cases the Rambam explains very clearly in Hilchus, in his Aloch, in his Mizbeach, Perik Beis Aloch Adalid, that these mumim have a din of a mum over. Mamela, it is very well explained, we understand very well, that this maim she'inon kvuim, be'emes, you know how to be makiv on the Mizbeach, because it has a aloch of a mum over. But mitzad she'ini, if you want to be poider, because of this mum, this is not enough. And so too a b'chori cannot be nishcha ba'medina, it's only a mum over. So too the Rambam explains later on in the Mishnah, Balgorov and Chazozis, these two also are called Mumi Oiva and Mamela. By Mum Oiva, as we said, we have this difference that it cannot be, it's possible like her over, but Mitzad Sheni, it can't be Poida. But the Halacha of the Mishnah, which tells us the Halacha of Chutin Apnimiois, Shenivgemu, so too Shenigmemu, like the Shitta Adzon over here, and Tosfos says later on Amud Beis, these cases, whether in the Chutin, either means the gums or it means the teeth, like the Rishonim discussed earlier in the Aflamed Zayin, the inner ones, which are not nika, the reason why they don't have a din of a mum kavua is like it was explained earlier in the Daf Lamed Zayin, that the din is that we have to have a mum golui. The Gemara over there explains that a mum golui is only if it's nika, if everyone can see, this is only on the outer chutin, but not on the inner chutin. And only the inner chutin, which are nekru, which are totally missing, then it is nika. Mashenkin, if it's only a pgam, it is not nika, and it has a loch of a mum shebeseisa, and mamela, this is the reason why be'emes a b'chur cannot be nishchab ba'medina because of the chutin ha'pnimio is shenivgemu. Mamela, we have to understand if be'emes is not called a mum, and the reason is not because it's a mum over, there's nothing gonna go and cause the mum to go away on these chutin because the nivgemu. Mamela, this is a mum kavua. Amimonoshoch, if we're gonna say that there's a psul bal mum al gabayam is be'ach, because it's called a mum kavua, so why can we not shech the b'chur? And if we're saying that you can't shech the b'chur because it's called a mum shebeseise, so why is it called a tola bal mum on Gabi Amizbeach? What is the reason that he becomes possible like a krov? So we have to understand this difference, that we find this idea in the Mishnah, a mum of the chutin, even though it's not a mum over, that it is enough of a mum that it's possible like a krov, but mitzad sheni, it's not enough of a mum allowing him to go and shech ba medina. Explains the Rambam in his Surah Mizbeach, Perik Beis Halacha Ches, that this din of the Mishnah is b'emes a new halacha. It is not halacha because of the din of Balmum. There's a new pasuk in Parshas Re'eh telling us that there's a din of Mivcha Nedorecha. A person has to bring the best of his korbonos, and in a case where you have a behema which actually has some pegam in his chutin, even though it's only on the pnimiyos, but explains the Rishis Bikurim, the Al-Koponim, if you look carefully, you'll be able to see some default, some problem over here in the chutim of the behema. Mamela, this is enough to say that he's missing in the klal of Mivcha Nedorecha. He's not Mivcha. He's not the best behema around that you'll be able to bring on the Mizbeach. And says the Rambam, this is enough to say that he becomes possible like Rover. So even though actually he doesn't have any mum, because the mum is a mum shebeseise, but he's possible like Rover because of this new halacha of Mivcha Nedorecha, which the Rambam tells us is halacha, that we have to only have the best korban, and it is possible, it is not out to lechatchila, go mi makivim agabe amizbeach. Now, because of this halacha, says the Rambam, a very big chidush, because as we said, this behemah actually doesn't have a mum, and the only reason why you're not allowed to be makivim is only because of the din Mivcha, explains the Rambam yearly, that if b'di'eved, if someone went ahead and was makiv this korban agabe amizbeach, then actually b'di'eved the korban is going to be kosher, and b'di'eved there is a ritzui of this korban since he actually doesn't have a mum, and the din of muvcha is only a din lechatchila, but b'di'eved the behemah is going to be kosher. Mamela, comes out very interesting in our Mishnah, even though the Mishnah over here puts together a whole bunch of mumin which are possible. The Mishnah says in shulchdim aleihem leiba mikdash leiba medina. But they're actually different halachas. In the mumin, which are mumi oivrim, a mum oivah, the halacha is, a midiraisa, he has a psul mum, and even b'di'eved, he's going to become posel al gabi amizbeach. Mashenke, some of the mumin over here, the chutin apnimis sheneku. The Rambam says also by balya beles, which is not one of the cases where it doesn't have an etzem, like the Gemara explains earlier, mem amud beis. Then this is also not because he's a mum oiver, but the problem is because he's missing in the klal of muvcha, which the Rambam says is only a din lechatchila, but b'di'eved it's be'emes kosher al gabi amizbeach, and if it was makrivit, the halacha is it's a kosher a korban and it doesn't have to bring a different korban. But meila comes a very interesting chiddush according to the Rambam that the mumin over here mentioned in the Mishnah be'emes have different halachas b'di'eved. The Chazanish is medayik in the lashon of Tosfos. Omid Beis, the Chazanish is in B'chiris, Simech of Heis, we've got in Yud Zayin. He says that Tosfos on Omid Beis, by us, in Mem Aleph Omid Beis, in Divra Maschil Ilema, when Tosfos quotes our Mishnah, that there's some mumin over here, like the Chutin Apnimios, Shenivgemu, that they become possible, that he's a Balmum, that he's not allowed on the Mizbeach. Tosfos doesn't mention any mention at all, that this din is only a din lechatchila. Which is mashma lechiria, that Tosfos did not understand, like the shit of the Rambam, that the whole problem over here is only because of the dimuvcha. It sounds like in Tosfos that Be'emes he is a balmum, not allowing him al gabi amizbeach because of the mum which he has. Even though this mum alone is not enough to say that he has a mum to be able to shecht this korban b'chutz. So we have to understand, says the Chazanish Be'emes, on this shaila which we asked, that l'chir there's no such thing if the behemah has a mum, if he's not a mum oiva, he's a mum kavua, then the same reason why he's not allowed to be shechted b'chutz is also a reason that he's still called a tam and he should be allowed on a mizbeach. Where do we have this difference that he's not nishchat loy b'mikdosh v'loy b'medina? Says the Chazanish, and the Shash already learns like this earlier in Lamed Zayin Lamed Aleph. They say that Bal Kolchoch, the pshat in our Mishnah is that it is only a din derabonon. There's a gezeria over here that if we have a behemah and we're going to allow this behemah to be brought on the mizbeach, if the chutin apnimio is shenivgemu, they have a pagam in the back teeth, or in the back chanichaim, then, says Rishash, is the gezeria mid rabbonon, that we choshesh, that so too we might be makriv a different behemah, which is behemah a proper balmum, either in a chetimtza, where the back teeth are actually nekru, they're missing, then we might by mistake be makriv this korban. So too, we can be goyzer otu the chutin ap chitzoinius shenivgemu. If we're going to allow the back ones which are nivgemu, we might, by mistake, be makriv the ones which are chitzoinius shenivgemu. And mamela, we made the gzeir midabonon not to be makriv any problems by the chutin at all, even if it's only a pagam, and it is only a dinder abonon, and therefore this is the reason why, since he's not balmum, he's not nishchat ba medina, but mitzacheni is possible agabe amizbeach bebemes only midder abonon. So there's also a chidush that the Mishnah, some of them are psulim midder abonon because of exeria, and some of them are emes psulim in atayra because they have a loch of a mum over. This is how the Chazanish of the Rishash already explains the shitta of our Mishnah according to Tosfos. We have here machlokes rishonim understanding the psulim of the Mishnah, which are not mumi oiva. The Rambam learns that this is a psulim muvcha, and the Rambam says that b'di'evid is b'emes kosher. Mashen kein, according to Tosfos, l'chir you have to say that this is a gzeria mid rabbonon, even though we don't find any other gzerias by the pnimius, by the chitonius. Only this gzeria in the chutei ha-pnimius shenifgemu, ne we find the gzeria that it is possible al-gabi amizbeach. So we have a machlokes to understand over here the etzem pshat in the Mishnah. Now, as we mentioned, the shita of the Rambam is, the reason why it's possible is because of this new din muvcha, which we find the din of mivcha nedorecho. This is telling us that the din is, you have to bring the best of the behemoths, and the Rambam tells us that this din is only a din lechatchila. Pashtus, it's mashma in the Rambam that the din lechatchila is a din minatoria, it's not just a din midrabonon. Yebrucho fishopelo is marich like this on the Risag, in Asei Kufhei, Tiva Maschel v'yoysanirili, so to the Brisker of earlier, in the Stenslach, in Chidusha agrees, in Lametes, Med Aleph, is also Mavur that he took on, that according to the Rambam, this din on Mivchan the Dorecho, even though, as we said, it's only a din lechatchila, but it is not just a Rabbonon, but it's a Be'emes, you learn how a Pasuk, a din Dorecho, that you have to make sure that your behemah is the best one, the Mivchan the Dorecho, and if there's any problem in the Chutin Apnimio, this is enough to say that in a Torah, one should not go and be makiv this korban lechatchila. Even though it's a din deraisa, but afa b'kein the Rambam holds yearly that the din is only lechatchila, but b'di'eved the korban is going to be kosher. But the Mekeves HaMishnah over here on the Rambam, he says that b'emes according to the Rambam, if we see that b'di'eved this is kosher, in a Torah we don't have any differences between lechatchila and b'di'eved, and memela the whole din of Mivcha Nedorecho, says the Mekeves HaMishnah, is only mid'rabonon. Mamela Chidush, that even the din Chatchila according to the Rambam is also only a din de Rabbanon, and not like Kibruch of Shapelo and Biskirov, they explain that according to the Rambam it's a Dereisa. Now, Be'emes, there is a third way of explaining our Mishnah, which is mentioned over here in the Rambam himself in the Pirush HaMishnayos. The Rambam over here explains that Eben Ozel, Abisa Zalman, is Marich to be Medayik like this in the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos, in his Pirush and Eben Ozel in his Surim Mizbeach, Perik Beis Halacha Ches. And explains that Abisa Zalman, now if you look in the Rambam over here in the Pirush HaMishnayos tells us a new reason why the Chutin HaPnimis Shenivgemu, why they become possible to go and be makiv them agabi amizbeach, which we asked, that be monofshach, if it's a mum, then why can we not be shecht by Medina? And if it is not a mum, because it's not nikah, it's a mum shebeseise, so why is it not kosher agabi amizbeach? Explains the Rambam over here, that since there's something missing in the behemah, and the behemah is not sholim betachlis, he's not totally whole, he has some minute problem of a pegam, of a nifgemu, something wrong in his chutim apnimish a nifgemu, Mamele, even though mitzad the pasha of mumin, we said this mum is called the mum shebeseisa and doesn't have a psul of a bal mum, but afal became even so, he has a problem that he's not a tomim, he's something in between, he's not a bal mum, but mitzad sheni is not a tomim, and says the Rambam, since he's not totally sholem, he's included in the problem of tomim yi el rotzoin, which the Gemara earlier in Lamates told us, that this is telling us a behema which has a chisorin, which is missing one of his eivorim, is included in the klal that he is missing in his din of tomim yi el rotzoin. And it was mavu earlier in the Gemara that the din of chisorin is not a parsha of mum, and we cannot shecht this behema, we cannot poida a korban who has a chisorin. The reason the chisorin is only a psul legabe a krove legabe mizbeach because he's missing in the halacha of tomim yi el rotzoin. Mameila says Rambam by Elson Pesha Mishnah is a chidush that this halach of chisorin is not just a din of chisorin of Eva. Any slight chisorin which chappers, which is missing in the shleimus of the korban, this is already enough to say that the behema is not included in the din of tomim yi el rotzin. Mameila says Rambam that this is Behemoth the reason why in our Mishnah we find that the chutin apnim is shenivgemu, even though it's not a mum, because it's called a mum shebeseise. But al koponim in ilchis chisorin is still missing, and memela it is possible agabi amizbeach because of the halacha of tomim yi el rotzin. Explains Rabbi Zalman that Be'emes Rambam in Yad HaChazoka in his chibur he was chizor from this yisurit because according to the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos if there's a din of chisorin the Be'emes is ma'akev even midrabol even minatayir is ma'akev b'di'evet. And if one goes ahead and is ma'akev something which has a chisorin, it is possible because it's missing on the din of tomim yi el rotzin, even though he's not actually a bal mum. Mamela says Rabbi Zalman that the Rambam was actually chizor in Yad HaChazoka, and he was chizor and he holds that the din of chisorin is only by chisorin eva. Not every little minute difference in the behema, every pagam, is going to be included in the din of tomim yi el rotzin. And Mamela the Rambam holds over here that the Mishnah, which tells us that there's a psula krova on chutim apnimi shenivkumum, must be for a different reason, for the din of muvcha and the derecho, and the din of muvcha, as the Rambam explains, is only a din lechatchila, and b'di'evit is kosher. Explains Rabbi Zalman, it's a very meduyuk in the lashon of the Rambam, in his Yad HaChazoka, the Rambam says, yireli, it seems to me, that this din of the Mishnah, muvcha, is only a din lechatchila, but b'di'evit the korban is going to be kosher. Now says Rabbi Zalman, if the Rambam holds b'pshitas, that the din of the Mishnah is telling us the halacha of muvcha, but then this is not the chiddush of the Rambam to say that this din of muvcha is only lechatchila and not b'di'eved. We find this all over in the Gemara in Menachos, in Pei Daled Amud Aleph, later on in Pei Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara a few times tells us that the halacha of muvcha is only a din lechatchila, but b'di'eved it's going to be kosher. Mameila, what does the Rambam say, yireli? It seems to me that the din of muvcha is only a din lechatchila, not din b'di'eved. It's a mefush Gemara. So says Rabbi Zalman about Kol Choch, the yireli of the Rambam is not telling us that the din of muvcha is only a din lechatchila, but is Gufa teaching us that this seems to me, says the Rambam, that the only reason why the Mishnah tells us that the chutin apnimius shenivgemu it becomes possible akrova yireli, the only reason is because of the din of muvcha, and memela the din of muvcha, as we know, is only lechatchila and not din bedi'eved. And the Rambam is lafuka his pshat, he writes in Pirush Mishnayos that the dinner, the reason why it's posel akrova is because of the din chisorin, and if it's included in chisorin that's missing in the din of tomim yel yotzin, memela it's posel even b'di'evet. Says Rambam Yireli, it seems to me that it is not a psul of chisorin, it is only a psul of muvcher, and memela automatically we know that this din is only lechatchila b'di'evet, this kosher, like the Gemara says in Menachos. This is a b'sez amnah is medayik in the lashon of the Yad HaChazaka, memes he was chizah from his pshat in Pirush HaMishnayis. So to summarize over here, we have actually three pshatim over here in the Mishnah, why the chutin apnimi shenivgamu become posel la'akrova, even though they don't actually have a dim mum, legaba any other dini mum to be poider, and legaba b'choy which nishcha b'medina. The Rambam Yad HaChazaka learns that it's a new din of muvcha, we said z'machlekes, if it's a din lechatchila, it's a din deraisa or din derabonon. But Al Kaponin Rambam says that this din is only a din lechatchila, but b'di'eved the behemoth is kosher. If it was someone who was makiv it, then b'di'eved hutze. Shitas haToisvus, like the Chaznish, the Rishash, they explain that Toisvus learned that this is a gzeira midarabonon, and even b'di'eved is also possible midarabonon because of this halacha of gzeira which we find in our Mishnah. And the third pshat is the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis who learns that any slight problem is missing in the shleimus of the behemah, which is enough to include him in the psul of chisorin, that is missing in the din of tomim yel yotzin, and according to the Rambam Pirush HaMishnayis, also the din is going to be that b'di'eved, the behemah is going to be posel la'akrov. Now moving further on into the next psul in the Mishnah, the Gemara explains that there's a new idea over here, that there's a psul la'akrov called the zokin chilo mezuhem. This the Gemara learns out from the Psukim of Minatzorin and Kvasim, that this is telling us that a behemah which is Zokim, which is the old behemah, Chayla, Mezuam, these behemah is a posel akrova al gabei amizbeach. Now, let's analyze each psul by itself. The psul of Zokim, that the behemah is really too old to be koriv al gabei amizbeach, the Gemara over here doesn't tell us the actual shear of when does the behemah can become defined as a psul of Zokim, that he's already psul of Zikno. We find this psul of zokin also by Odom, by a Kohen, that when a Kohen is a zokin, it also becomes posul avrido in the Beis Hamikdash. And over there, the Gemara tells us in Chulin, Chav Daled Amud Beis, that the shear of zokin is when his maschil lirsois veliroid, when he starts shaking, when he can't do it from his age, machma ziknosoi, he starts shaking, and this shaking itself is enough to say that he becomes a posul avrido. There is a discussion in Achrinim if the actual shaking has to take place b'shas la'avodah itself, but a Kohen who shakes only sometimes lipa'omim, is this also enough to say that he becomes posel la'avodah? The Divrei Chaim in his Tshuva, Sechel Beisim and Gimel, he has machlokes with this din, the gedder of the psul yoseis, with the Baal Hadras Kodesh, he has machlokes. What is exactly the gedder of the mum? How often is it b'shas la'avodah itself that is akpodah, that he shouldn't be shaking, or any time, if he has sometimes during the day, or night, or in the morning, this also enough to go and say that he becomes posel avoider. So as we said, this is a psul which we find by Odom. But by Behema, we do not find the shia mentioned. What is the shia of Zikno by Behema? Now it seems to be, Lemaisa, that this din of the shia of Zokin by Behema is actually a machlikis rishonim. The Tosfos in Yuma, in Samachayim at base, brings down the machlikis in the Mishnah in Poro. The beginning of Poro, the Gemara Mishnah tells us, a three-way machlokes, what is exactly the age of a par? We know that some behemoths have to be 1 year old, Ail is 2 years old, says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, what is the shear of a par? How old is a par, an ox, how old to be called and defined as a par? The Mishnah says that Rabbi clearly holds from Ben Shtayim, the Tanakama, the Rabbonon, the Chachomim, they hold it from Ben Sholosh, and Yemeir says that even older, even Sholosh and Arba, is also called a par. But Al Koponim says to Meir that anything later on is not going to be Nikra Val Gabi Amizbeach because Mipnei HaKovrit. So Al Koponim, this is Machlekes we have in the Mishnah, what exactly is a Shia par? Says Toisvus over there in Yumbas Amechemet Beis, that according to the Rabbonon, who hold that par and the Poro is only Ben Gimel, is only when it's three, says Toisvus that anything after the shear of Ben Gimel is automatically going to say that his poro becomes parcel because now he's not ready, he's over Shnoisov, he's ready too old to be included in what is called a par, and this itself is enough to say that he's a psul of a zokin. This makes him and defines him as a zokin, which becomes possible avodah, becomes possible the korubonos we're discussing in Behemah, which becomes possible to go and be nikra v'agabi amizbeach is included in our psul of Zokin, in our Gemara Mem Aleph Amid Aleph. Now Tosas is mavur that his psul is b'emes a psul min atayir. Any time he becomes ready, possum in atayir straight away. Once he is missing in his age, which is enough to make him into a par. This is only 1 year, and anything after the ben gimel according to the rabbanon, he becomes possum min atayir from our pasuk of a Zokin, which is mentioned by us in the Gemara. Tosas says that according to Remeah, we find that the shame par continues on forever. And the only reason why it cannot be makiv is only mishuma covered. But according to the Rabbanon, it's mavur in Tosfos that this psul is actually a psul min atayir. Memela explains the mission of the Melech in Yisurim is beach peik beis halacha vav. It comes out that beemes according to Tosfos, it's very different the psul zokein by Odom, which we found in the Gemara Chulin Chav Daled Amud Beis, and the psul zokein which we find over here by Behema. As we said, that psul Odom is only, it's not telling you in his years how old he is. If you have a Kohen who doesn't shake at all, and he's even though he's very old, he doesn't become posel la'avoido in the Bis HaMikdosh. Masha'inkin HaBehema, once he's after his years, he becomes posel b'shonim. The Mishul Melech says that be'emes, if we look in the Rambam in the beginning of Maisa HaKobonis, we'll also see that the Rambam holds that any time a Behema has already passed the years when he's called a keves, he's called a ayil, he's called a par. The Rambam over there gives you the different years for all the behemoths. And says the Rambam that after all these years, Hayehu b'chlal zokein ve'ein makrivim oisoi. And we cannot anymore be makriv this behemoth al-gabi ha-mizbeach. B'chayur says the Mishnah Melech, this is mashma, also like Tosfos, that behemoth, it depends on shonim. And anything after his years, when he's ready, after the shia of par, and after the shia of ayil and keves, he becomes posel, because he's included automatically in a zokin, and he's not like a odom, which needs not only on years, as Taylor, if he shakes, he's roisis and a roid. So too the Turi Even, in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yudah Medalef, is also medayek like this, in the Rambam over there, at the beginning of Maisa HaKobonis. But Be'emes, says the Mishnah Melech, if we look in the Rambam, by us in Yisurim Mizbeach, when the Rambam brings down our psul, then the Rambam doesn't mention at all when he becomes and is defined as a zokin, this behemoth. And the Rambam is mashma that this zokin will be similar to the zokin which he discusses in Bias Mikdosh by Odom, which the Rambam says clearly it depends if he's a roisis. He's a roid, if he starts shaking because of his old, because he's old enough to start shaking. It's mashma in the Rambam that the shia of zokin by behemoth would actually be the same Hagdora and the same definition which we found in Bias Mikdosh. And the Mishnah Melech points out even more so, if we look in the Gemara in Soita Daf Mevov, says the Mishnah Melech, L'chayre there's Mefurish Gemara that the Psul of Shonim only applies if the Torah says clearly that we need to have a Ben Shono. But says the Gemara any time when the Torah doesn't specify that we need Dafka Ben Shono, then it says the Gemara there's no Psul Shonim. Now if according to Tosfos in Yuma, the gather of Zokin is anything which is after his years, then Lechayri does have a psul of Shonim. Because after he's a Ben Gimel already, that he's already missing in the Torah's par, then according to the Rabbanon, he becomes psul because he's a Zokin. So Lechayri, how can the Gemara say that there's no psul Shonim besides a Ben Shono, which says clearly in the Torah? Says the Mishnah Melech Lechayri from this Gemara is Mefurish, that there's no psul Shonim by Behema, and a Zokin, which is mentioned by us in the Sugya, is exactly like a Odom, only once he starts shaking, and he's only a Roisis and a Roid, then he becomes Possum in Atayir, but earlier on, he's taken up Possum, and he's not included in the Din of Zokin. And explains the Mishnah Lemelech, that this is Mistaba also to be explained in the Shitta of the Rambam, even though, as we mentioned, the Rambam says, at the beginning of Maisa Korbonos, that there's certain shonim which define the keves, the ayil, the par, and afterwards, says the Rambam, clearly, eima krivin oisoi, because he's included in a zokin. Says the Mishnah Melech is mistaba that this din is only a din derabonon, because just like we find according to Shitta of Remeah, that says mefurish in Remeah's Shitta, that after being a gimel and a dalet and a hey, after these years, he's still called a par, and he's only possible because of the covered. It is not covered for the Bis HaMikdosh to bring a very old behemoth. Now this din is zicher mistaba to say that this din is only a din derabonon. Like it's mashma mipnei ha-covered, it's only a din derabonon that we shouldn't be makir of such a behemoth. Says the Mishnah Melech, it's mafurish like this in the Korban Aaron, in Pasha Tzav, the beginning of Pir Gimel B'Shem Nerayvid, so too the Tesis Yom Tov, in the beginning of Poro says that this din according to Remeah is only a din derabonon. Memele explains the Mishnah Melech, that so too, according to the Rabbanon, who argue on Remeah, and they hold that the definition of a par is only a ben gimel, But the reason why the Rambam says at the beginning of Ma'aseh HaKorbanos that according to the Rabbanon we cannot bring a par when he's after these years, it says only a din midrabbanon mipnei hakovid. Masha'inke in the psul of zokim min atriya, which we have by us in the sugya, this is similar to the Odom, that it only becomes possible in atriya only once he starts being a racist and a roid, like we find by Odom, but otherwise, he's only possible midrabbanon. Mamela says that Mishal Melech is b'emes ha-machlekes between Tosfos and the Rambam. Tosfos, we said it clearly, Tosfos learns in Yumas HaMechem at Beis, according to the Rabbonon, there's a psul min atriya of zokim anytime he's ready out of the years, defining him as a par and as a keves and an ail. Mashikin according to the Rambam, then even though the Rambam agrees in Makrivin Oisoi, but it is only Midr Abonon, but the din psul min atriya is only later on, like you find by Adam Makoyan, that this is only when he's maschiluroid and maschilurusis. According to this, says Mishnah Melech, in the beginning of Poro, in Hilchus Poro, says Mishnah Melech, we can explain very well the shita of the Rambam over there, legaba the Hilchus Poro Adumo. The Rambam mentions that even though there's also a shia, how old the Poro Aduma has to be, but says the Rambam, there's no psul zikno. If the Poro Aduma is too old, there's no psul, even though it's not a chatchila, but b'dieved it's going to be kosher. Says the Mishnah Melech, this sounds like in the Rambam, that even though there's a psul zokim ba'os in the sugya, this is only referring to korbonos, which are kochim izbeach, mashenki in the Poro Aduma, which as we know, if you trace it in Shas, he's only called a kochim bedek abayis. Mameila, he doesn't have the psul of zokin, but asks the Mishnah Melech that we find other psuli korbonos. The Rambam says clearly in the Chesporo, Peyek Aleph, Aloch Zayin, that all the psuli korbonos apply to the din of Poro Aduma also, Chates Karyei Rachmona, there's other dinim which cause the psuli korbonos to be applicable to the din of Poro Aduma also, so we have to know why does the psul zikno not pass to the Poro Aduma also. Explains the Mishnah Melech that according to what we explained in Shita of the Rambam, that the Rambam actually holds that there's two psule zikno. There's a psul zokim midr abonon. Any time he's ready out of the shame par, he's only psul midr abonon. Masha'inkin the psul zokim we have in our sugya minatir. This is much later on. This is only like Adam when he starts shaking. Mameila says the Mishnah Melech one can say that the Rambam, who says that by Poro Aduma it is kosher by the Eved, this is only the psul zokim midr abonon. That the Bipnei HaKovoid, which we find in the Mishnah by Yirmeyah, which the Rambam holds, is also the Shita of the Rabbonim, that Midrabbonim Bipnei HaKovoid, we cannot be Makriv, the Behemah, Al-Gabi HaMizbeach. This only applies for the Kovoid on something which is going to be Nikra of Al-Gabi HaMizbeach. Masha'inke Neporo, which is Shechtit Bachutz, Al-Gabi Marachto, doesn't have this Adin Midrabbonim, and the Mela Midrabbonim is going to be Kosher B'dieved. Mashaykin, when he's included in the psulzokim in Atriya, because he starts shaking, and like a koyan which becomes posel, then of course the Rambam agrees that the Poro Aduma will also be posel, like the Rambam says that all the psuli korbonos apply to the din of a Poro Aduma also, but only the din derabbanon of zokin, one can say that this is what the Rambam means, that the Poro Aduma is kosher when he's a zokin. But al-Kabonim, as we said, that Shittas HaToisves is not like this, and Toisves seems to hold that according to the Rabbonon, the Psul Zokin is any time already when he becomes out of the Shia Par, he is Possum in Atariya. Another diuk like this is Mashmah in Toisvus, in Zvochim Nun Tesumet Beis. Toisvus asks a very interesting question that we find that Shleim HaMelech, Medrash says, that Shleim HaMelech was Makriv by the Chanukah Samizbeach, he was Makriv the Korbonos, the Purim, which the Nesiim brought during the Chanukah HaMishkon in Bimei Moshe in the Midbar, which we find in Parashas Nosoi. Asks Toisves, how could Shlomo HaMelech so many years later bring these poem which were still alive onto the Mizbeach Lechuyah? They have a psul of Zokin, which is mentioned in Al Gemara Mefurish, that's a psul de Reiser. How could Toisves, how could the Shlomo HaMelech go and be makiv these korbonos? Since Toisves, we have to say that it was a Ras Shah allowing Shlomo HaMelech to be makiv these korbonos. Now, if one is going to say that the din of Zokin is not, which doesn't have a psul of Shonim, there's no age that this behemoth becomes possible only once he's maschiliroid, then there'll be no kasha, Tosfos won't have anything shver, because Tosfos could say that these behemoths were very strong and they stayed, just like they stayed alive, but they're chnes so many years, so too they were strong behemoths and they were brim, and the main there'll be no psul of Zokin, it's mashma also in Tosfos, that Tosfos holds the psul deraisa of Zokin is also totally on Shonim, and we have to understand from the Gemara in Sota that I'm involved, like the Mishnah Melech asks, which seems to be that there's no psul Shonim other than the Keves Ben Shono, but there's no Psul Shono which will be Mashmah Be'emes like the Rambam. So we have a very serious thing of Machlekes in the Gedder of the Psul Zokim Be'emes. Is it Tolu Yoshonim like it's Mashmah in Tosfos, or is it Tolu like a Odom, like a Kohen, that only once he starts shaking, but otherwise he's only Psul Midarabonim? Now this is Benegea, the Psul of Zokim. So to the Psul of Chayla, which we find over here in the Gemara, it is also not clear what exactly defines a behemoth that he's called a Chayla. The Rambam in Bias Mikdosh, in Peik Zayin, Aloch Yud Beis, he says that with Psul by a Kohen, also we find this Psul of Chayla. And over there, the Rambam also says that the defining idea of Chayli by Odom is only when he's Roisei Smachmas Chayli. Just like we found that if he starts shaking because of his age, this is what defines him, and said that this Kohen is called the Zokin, which becomes possible Avodah. So to Chayli also, the definition is not enough that the Kohen is weak, that he's not well, but it is not enough to say that he's called a Possel only if he's Reiseis Machmas Chayli. Now Pashtus, by Behemah also, this should be the Shia of Chayli, like the Mishnah Melech discusses over there in the Surim Mizbeach, Perik Beis Halacha Vav, that normally the Shurim are the same, unless it's specified otherwise. But normally we say that the Shurim are the same by Adam and Behemah, and Mamela Behemah also, L'chayr over here, the Shir Chayli, should also be defined if the Behemah starts shaking, Machmas Chayli. The Usameach, interestingly, points out in Bias Mikdosh, that we do find a few places in the Rambam, that the Rambam discusses a Kohen who's being oived, who's doing the work in the Bias Mikdosh, who is a Zokain or a Chayla. The Rambam in Chesavidas Yom HaKippurim, in Perik Beis Halacha Dalet, says that a Kohen Gadol in Yom Kippur, who was a Chayla, then they were mechamim, they made the heating in order to go and take away his sin or his cold because he was a choyler. Says the Yisrameach, this is Mochach, that we could have a Kohen who's a choyler and he's not well, but he's lemaisa still kosher and he's still fit to do the avodah. Just the fact that he's a choyler and he's weak does not tell us that he's a posel, he is included in a psul of choyler. For this, we need to have much more, that he should actually be a roisis v'royid machmas choyli. And l'chayra, kipshutu, by behemah also, this is the same definition of what is called a choyli. According to what we said earlier, Tosfos disagrees with the Rambam, benegea hilchas zikno, that Tosfos holds by zikno, it's talion on shonim, it's talion on age, but we have to know what is Tosfos shita benegea choyli. By al-kapanim in the Rambam, l'chayra also, the gedder of a choyli by behemah will be the same gedder, the same definition as we found in the Rambam in Bias Mikdosh by a Kohen Ha'ovid in the Beis HaMikdosh. The Rambam himself, by a Trefer, the Psul of Trefer, as we know, a Trefer is possible like Krover, by a Behemah, says the Rambam, that even though a Trefer is possible Al Gabi Am Izbeach, but if an Odom, a Kohen himself, is a Trefer, he's not possible to do the Avodah. Now normally, a person who's a Trefer, he's automatically a Chayla. Normally he's very weak, especially some of the Trefers, he's definitely going to be very weak. Afa Pekein, the Rambam still tells us that he's going to be Kosher Avodah. There's no Psul of Trefer as its own, like we found in the case of the whole Peik of Trefers in Chulin by Behemah. So this is also, we see this Nukuda, that the Gedder of a Chayla does not mean anyone who's a Kochush and anyone who's weak. It could be someone, even someone who's dying, who has a loch of a trefer, he's not going to live 12 months. He also is still kosher la'avodah, the Rambam paskins, that a trefer, a Kohen trefer, is kosher la'avodah, only if he's a choyla. So the defining definition here of a choyla, says the Yisrameach, is only if he's roiseis v'roid, if he's shaking, because of his choyli, and he's unfit to do the avodah, this is, includes him in a psul of choyli. But otherwise, he might be possible. The behemah over here might be possible because of Muvchan Adarecho, like we said earlier. He's not the best behemah if he's very weak. Baal Kapolim does not have a psul of chayla, which is a psul d'ayreisa, over here in the Pasuk, telling us that chayli, this l'chayra, is only like the gedder of Adam, when he's only reise, he's very reyed, he starts shaking from his chayli, then he becomes psul, it will become unfit, korban agabi amizbeach. Now moving further on into the Gemara Amud Beis, starting the sugya, the new sugya of Tumtum Vandriginus. The Gemara in Amud Beis brings down a b'raisa from the Pasuk, a miut in the Lashon of the Pasuk, at the beginning of Pashas Vayikra, in the Korban Oilo. The Pasuk tells us it has to be a zochor, v'lo in a keva. K'shuroima says a b'raisa l'mato, and it says again later on, zochor, she'in tamud loima, we already have one Pasuk of zochor. Says the Gemara, ma tamud loima, lehoitzi Tumtum Vandriginus. The second Zohar is coming to be Mayit, a Tumtum Adriginus, and it's not kosher for a Kobin Agabi Amizbeach. Now explains the Gemara Mani, who is this Braisa? Ilei Metanekame? If it's the shit of the Tanakama walls that tumtum and Dugnus are suffix, faker, who says the Gemara of Ossi Kralim Utas faker, we don't need to have any posuk to go me mamai to suffix. Says the Gemara must be referring to the Rabbanan Basroyu, they hold that it is a barrier. Then the Gemara says, why do you need two psukim? And the Maskon of the Gemara is that we do need two psukim, and by Bechori also, we have two psukim, Azocha and Azchorim. So you see over here, you've already said this again, in the Gemara, which Tosfos over here discusses the Ramatri Vasi Kra, that we do not have a posuk coming to tell us that we're not allowed to go Mimakri, Vatumtum and Reganus, if it's a Sophic. According to the Rabbanan that they hold that Tumtum and Reganus are Sphakois, then the Gemara holds there will be no posuk telling us that we're not allowed to be makriv this korban agame amizbeach because osi kroli miutas faker. The posuk is coming just to be mamay to socket because you don't know that the posuk is coming to tell us that this korban is not kosher agame amizbeach. Osi kroli miutas faker. Mamila the Gemara says it could not be in shittas tanakam. Now Tosfos asks that even though we find this other places also by kvi, so to the Gemara Yuma in Ein Dalet, but Lemaisa, in other places in Shas, later on in the Gemara, in Maisa Behemah, the Gemara says in the Chesamet Beis, we learn out from a Pasuk, the Dinez, Asiri Vadai, Veloy Asiri Sofik, the famous Gemara, the Gemara brings down, the Bometzir Vavamet Beis, that is Alocha of Asiri Vadai by Maisa Behemah, the 10th one has to be a Vadai, Veloy Asiri Sofik, so we do find that the Torah comes and tells us that because we have a Sofik, this is enough of a reason not to be makir the Maisa Behemah. So too a person has a Sofik, Legabin Negoim, Tosfos brings down the Gemara of Sofik Barius, called Menasei Lovon. Also we find the Pasuk over there, Letayo Letamoi, teaching us Halacha Legabin Sveikis. Mameda Tosfos asks, we find a Stira L'chira, in this concept, do we find a Pasuk in the Torah talking to a Sofik, telling us the Din, what is Halacha by a Sofik? Because us, Bnei Adam, we don't know what the Halacha is. Will there be any pasuk in the Torah teaching us the halacha of a sofik? And says Tosfos that the klali is like this, that any time where you have a sofik, in a case where it's a shaila on what the mean is, the moshel, in the case of androgynous, where the sofik is kulam shovim, the kamishmaya galia, if he's a chai or he's a behema, or if he's tchilas tzoiv, or over here by androgynous, if it's a zocha in a kever, there's one big shaila, what is the din of androgynous? The reason why we have a sofik is not on this personal shaila over here, on this behemoth, but it's a shaila bichlal, on the mean of androgynous. If he has simoni zocha and simoni in a kever, then is this enough to be called a zocha, or is he in a kever? This is a shaila kapishmaya. Now since kapishmaya galia, they know what the din is, mameila there will be no pasuk referring to it, because the sofik is in the ikka mean itself. Mashenkin, in the case where we only have a sofik on one behema, in a certain story, that there's a sofik in Asiri Vada, in the Maisa Behema, or in the Nega, because the person himself doesn't know, then even though it's only a sofik, but since the sofik is not in the whole mean, there's no klal, there's no klolistic din about the sofik, it is in this personal shaila, then we can have that the Torah refers to the din of the sofik and gives us a special dinim, like Maisa Behema, Asiri Vada, Asiri Sofik. So too, by Negoim also, we find this halacha. This is how Tosfos explains the stira we find in Shas, Benegea the halacha of Sveikis, if the Torah ever refers to Sveikis, as Tosfos, it depends, if this is a mean, one big shaila klali, which is clear, klapishmaya, then we will not find anything in the Torah about it. Mashenkin, if it's a shaila protis, on every single case, then there could be a din, Benegea the halacha of Asir Vada, and so too the halacha of Negoim. Now explains Tosfos according to this Yisoid, Bal Kochach, we have to say that our Gemara over here, who asks this Shaila of Ossi Kroli Mutas Faker, is only asking the Shaila Benegea Androgynous, because Androgynous is one mean, and this is a Sofik which is Klapashmaya, Mamela, we won't find any Sofik, any Pasuk in the Torah discussing this Sofik. Mashenkein a Tumtum, which is not a mean, it is the reason why we have a Sofik is partially we don't know what's going on underneath. Mamela, the Sofik is actually on every single behemah by itself. We got Sofik, is a Zocha, is a Nekeva. Over here, says Tosfos, according to this Klal, we should be able to have a Posuk discussing the din of this Sofik. Mamela, Lechiria, Balkoch, we have to say the Gemara over here is only asking on the Androgynous, which is also mentioned in the Braisa, that it is Nismayit from the Posuk of Zocha. On that, the Gemara says it can't be referring to the Shitta of the Rabbonon because Ossi Kral, Imutus Faker. Mashenkin a Tumtum, then we could have a Pasuk telling us what is the halacha of a Tumtum since we have a Sofik on this personal behemah, and there's no mean Tumtum which is Klar Klapashmaya telling us what the mean of Tumtum is. Now, Bevis, if you look in the Lashonos of Rashi by us, it's just Mashma that Rashi does not like Tosfos, And it seems to be that Rashi understands the suffix of the Gemara, the kasha of the Gemara of Osikrolim Meitzas Feker, is coming actually to go and be asked also on the din of Tumtum and not just on the din of Androgynous. So Mameila L'chiria, this won't fit with the Klal of Tosfos to go and work out where did the Torah discuss fakers and where the Torah we ask such a kasha of Osikro L'Meitzas Feker. The Achronim have a bigish side over here to explain the steer to answer Tosfos' Klal in a different way. We find this in many Achronim, the Torah's Chaim, in Chulin Chav Beis Amid Beis, already in the Truvas Marit, in Yoredeya, in his first Simon, in Simon Aleph, so too the Tosfos Yom HaKippurim, in Yuma Ayin Dalad Omad Aleph. They all explain that Be'emes is a very big difference in the two Gemaras which Tosfos quotes, where we do find that the Torah refers to Sfeikas. These are the Gemaras of Asiri Vada Ebele Asiri Sofik, and also the other Gemara by Negoim. Say these Achronim, that Be'emes, the Iker Kasha of the Gemara, that the Torah cannot, if it's a Sofik, Osi Kralim, Yuta Sfeikah, is not because the Torah doesn't discuss the din of a Sofik. But the Gemara means to say like this, since anyway, even without the Torah, we don't know what this behemoth is, we know that we're allowed to be Makriv, Hakobin Oila, Oni Azocha, and the Kobin Akeva is possible for Oila, it doesn't become Kaddish, Mel is Chulim Ba'azara. So if we have a korban over here, Tumtuman and Androgynous, that we don't know if this behemoth is a Zocho and a Keva, then automatically we are not going to be able to be Makriv, this korban al-Gabi Amizbeach, because we have a Sofik, and the Klali is Sofik the Reise L'chumra. Memela, we're not going to be able to go be Makriv this korban anyway, even without the extra Pasuk teaching us, L'miyuta Tumtuman and Androgynous. Memela, this is the Gemara's Kasha. Since according to the Tanakhama, it's anyway a Sofik, Osi Kralim Yutas Faker, anyway we call me Makriv this Korban because Safik Dereis Elochumre. Memela, say the Achrinim, that if these two Gemaras is Bem is different, because the Din of Asir, Vada Avilei Asir Safik, is Adarabba, the Pasuk is teaching us a Din Lekula, that the Din is that if we do not have a Vados, a definite din of a meiser of Asiri Vadai, then Aloch is, there's no Kedushas meiser Chal, even Misofik on this behemoth. Mamel, of course we need a Pasuk to teach us this Aloch, even though Misvara one would say, Sofik Dereita Lechumir, he's a meiser behemoth, comes along the Pasuk and tells us no, that we need to have Asiri Vadai against the Klal of Asiri Vadai, of Misofik, of Sofik Dereita Lechumir. So to Managoim, the Pasuk is coming to teach us the Din Lechumir, and the Din Lekula. Misvara, one would say, the din is Sofik Dereisa Lechumra, that he has a nega. Says the Pasuk Faked, Letayre Letamoy, that he has a din Lekula, since he has a Cheskas Tayre, and Mamela, he's Bemis, not Tomei Ben Egoim, and against the Svara, which should be normally that Sofik Dereisa Lechumra. Mamela say that Achrinim, this is the way we can explain the two Sugyas Hashas, and our Kash of the Gemara, Mamela, can be explained even on the Psul of Tumtum also. Even though Tumtum doesn't go into the Klal of Tosfos, but if we explain the Gemara's Shaila is because Sofik Dereisa Lechumra, Memela we can say the Gemara's Shaila is referring to Tumtum also. We don't need any Pasuk to teach us that we cannot be Makriv a Tumtum for a Korban Oilo since we have a Sofik and maybe he's in a Keva and Sofik Dereisa Lechumra, and even without a Pasuk, we would already know that we cannot be Makriv a Tumtum and Androgynous. And Be'emes Lo'ochlaneh, in Nida, later on, in Nida, Lamed Chesamed Beis, he already points out that Rashi over here by us, Rashi Chulin Chav Beis Amid Beis, is also a mashma that Rashi learns the Shaila of the Gemara over here, Midin Sofik Dereisa Lechumra. Now, says the Tosfos Yom HaKippurim, so to the Chasam Sefer over there in Yuma Ayin Dalet, and this Ovd Chaneh also over here in Nidol Amid Chesam Amid Beis, that Be'emes to learn this Pshat in the Gemara will be totally on a very famous Shaila in the Machlekes Rishonim between the Rashba and the Rambam, whether the din of Sofik Dereisa Lechumra is a din min Atoyer Lechumra, or is a din only mid Rabbanon Lechumra? The Rambam shita is, we know the Rambam says in a few places, in Tumas Meis, in Perik Tes, Aloch Yud Beis, so to Nechaz Kelayim, in Perik Yud Aloch Chav Zayin, the Rambam teaches us that the din of Sofik Dereisa Lechumra, which everyone knows, that by Dereisa we have to be Machmir, says the Rambam, this din is only mid Rabbanon, but min Atoyer, one is allowed to go Lekula. The Rashba disagrees, the Rashba brings Rayas, many Rayas says the Rashba, that the din of Sofik Dereisa Lechumra is that Dereisa Diga Alocha. Memela says it takes Yom HaKippurim, as we said, Chatzam Sefer, Ochdeneh, they say that in order to learn this Pshat in the Gemara, one has to say that since we're discussing here Psukim in the Torah, the din of Sofik Dereisa Lechumra is a Dereisa Diga Alocha, like the Shita of the Rashba. And Memela, since anyway, min HaTorah, one would know already that we cannot be Makriv, a Tumtum and Androgynous, Agami Amizbeach, because we have the halacha that min ha-Torah one has to go to chumrah. So this is the Gemara's question, because anyway, min ha-Torah already there's a din that you have to go to chumrah. Mashenken, if we hold like the Rambam, that the whole din of Sofik Deraisa Lechumri is only a din midir Abonon, but min ha-Torah, in the Psukim in the Torah, there'll be no reason why we have to go to Chumri. Memela, there'll be no way to go and ask such a question. V'chiyitzich kralim yutus feike. Because of course, in the Psukim, have to tell us that min ha-Torah we cannot be makriv, this Korban Tumtum Adreganus, even though we have a Sofik, but min ha-Torah that Alochi is Sofik Deraisa Lechula, like the Rambam explains. Memela, the Gemara's question cannot be a din mitzad halacha of Sofik Deraisa Lechumir. Memela explains Orchelaneh that Shittas Rashi that we find over there in Chulin Chav Beis Amid Beis as Mashma that he learns the Shaila of the Gemara because of the din of Sofik Deraisa Lechumir is going to be Mavua Behemis like the Shitta of the Rashba that the din of Sofik Deraisa Lechumir is a din that Minatir Lechumir. Memela, Rashi can learn the Gemara by us mitzad halacha of Sofik Deraisa Lechumir. Mashain Kain Toysus by us, who tackle learns the Gemara differently, like we explained earlier, could be that Toysus holds like shit of the Rambam, that the din of Sofik Deraisa Lechumir is only a din mid Rabbonon. Mamila Toysus couldn't learn the Gemara like Rashi, and Toysus Mamis explains that by Tumtum, the Gemara Shaila is not Shveh, and the whole Shaila of the Gemara is only referring to Androgynous, which is a mean Bifnei Atzmoi, which has a Sofik, even though we have a Sofik on every Androgynous, but there's one din Androgynous, which is Golui Klapa Shemaya and says Tosfos on such a kind of din there'll be aloche v'chiyitzich kral imyutas feike. Mamela comes out that these two pshatim in the Gemara is beemes tolui on the machlekes and the famous machlekes between the Rashba and the Rambam whether we all the Sofik deraisa is lechumra is min ha-Torah or only mid rabbanon, and this will make enough gemine if our shaila of the Gemara is by androgynous or also by tumtum like it's mashma beemes and loshon of Rashi. Mamela we have a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos whether this din of Sofik Deraisa Lechumir is min ha-Torah or only midrabanan, which is this machlekes between the Rashba and the Rambam.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Maclemus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.